But first,
the Middle East is entering a highly volatile phase as tensions between the United States, Israel, and Iran intensify following a series of military strikes. The confrontation has raised urgent questions about Washington's strategic objectives, the possibility of regime change in Tehran, and whether the conflict risks drawing in other powers across the region. There are also growing concerns about the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow but strategically vital waterway through which roughly one-fifth of the world's oil supply passes through every day. The Wise Patrick Dunstan asked Emeritus Professor Carlisle Thayer how he would interpret the current escalation between the United States, Israel, and Iran.
Well, the escalation is quite serious because despite American bombing and taking out virtually all the ballistic missile, etc., military capabilities, Iran is targeting civilian targets, civilian economic targets, American diplomatic facilities, as well as the armaments of its enemy, Israel. And this, its proxies are in motion, but they're also being defeated. So it's spreading, but the global impact is the real kicker here, because so much of the world is dependent on that oil, and it's going to have a knock-on effect, and it's not going to end as soon as the conflict ceases.
What do you think the United States and Israel are ultimately hoping to achieve through these strikes on Iran? And given your expertise on the Vietnam War, even if some form of agreement were eventually reached, is there a risk it could prove fragile and ultimately break down in a similar fashion?
Well, first, even though the U.S. and Israel are working in tandem, one could say that Netanyahu is pulling a long trunk by the nose in some cases, and he's hell-bent on destroying the Hezbollah in Lebanon and Shiite factions in Iraq, the Houthis, and anybody that threatens Israel. The problem is that these are proxies, and now the central control from Iran has been eliminated. They can do unpredictable things on their own. And then the next is, what does winning the war mean for Trump versus Netanyahu? And they're two different things. And that's for Israel to emerge supreme and Iran to totally be bereft of any military or defense capabilities in the future. And for Donald Trump, it's to finally end the nuclear threat to the United States, the ballistic missile threat. And at the same time, the factor is that's working on Donald Trump is the rising unpopularity. Already 140 Americans wounded, 8 killed. That number is going to increase. When you drew on my Vietnam War experience, America began, the Pentagon Papers revealed, there are 86 strategic targets. If America destroyed them all, then Vietnam would cry uncle. Well, they destroyed them, and Vietnam took their equivalent of Cornell oil factories and put them on 30-gallon drums and buried them in the road. So Iran isn't out, and it's unlikely to be out in the short term. So this war is going to be protracted.
There's been discussion in Washington about weakening or even changing the Iranian regime. Historically, the United States has struggled with attempts at effecting regime change abroad. Do you think the policymakers have learned from those experiences? And what does the Trump administration appear to see as the end goal here?
Well, there's the failure prior, from Trump's point of view, of all American attempts at regime change from Afghanistan to Iraq, to his success in Venezuela. And there's some indication that he initially thought the show of force would all of a sudden create a regime, now that all its leaders were dead, where people below Maduro equivalent in Iran would emerge to try to do a peace deal with the United States. And with the appointment of Khamenei's son as the new leader of Iran, that doesn't seem likely. And regime change could lead to before you get a solid regime change, you could fracture and polarize Iran into many of its ethnic groups, etc., and have continued turmoil, not necessarily directed against Israel, which, like the Gaza-Israel conflict, how do you stop that? Well, Israel has. Would the U.S. intervene? And because Iran was a major oil producer, it controls the oil output through the Persian Gulf. How, if you create such instability that any representative of the regime can't deliver?
The Strait of Hormuz is one of the most critical oil choke points in the world. If this conflict continues to threaten shipping through that passage, what could the consequences be for the global oil supply and economies like Australia's?
Right. Well, the Straits of Hormuz are effectively closed. There was a posting on American defense that one ship had got through, but one ship does not bring the flood of oil that's needed. And so you have lots of ships just full. Oil production has got to cease because storage tanks are either destroyed or full. So even oil-producing companies, if they can't sell it, have to stop producing. And that's now going to affect And in the weeks, it's going to lead to rising oil prices all over. We mainly think in terms of automobiles, but other countries import it and convert the oil into material that can make plastic and other goods as components for larger manufacturing. That's going to go out the window. So this is it's a can of worms that's open. And because the objectives aren't clear and what's decided, it's likely the global impact will be the force that tries to get a cessation. And then Trump wants to be able to claim his absolute victory, and Netanyahu wants to go much further. So we're stuck, I think, with a prolonged conflict. Trump is trying to put it in weeks, but I think the knock-on effects are we should be talking about months.
Emeritus Professor Carlisle Thayer from the University of New South Wales, Canberra, speaking to The Wire's Patrick Dunstan.